It's the Human League and Don't You Want Me. Now, Belfast City Council's committing £500,000 to reduce bonfire tensions. Is it money well spent or not? Sinn Féin and DUP seem to think it is. Emmett McDonagh-Brien is the Deputy Lord Mayor. He's with the Alliance Party and he's not so keen. Emmett, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a lot of money, but there is a big task, and this money has been spent in the past, maybe not exactly the same amount, but hundreds of thousands of pounds have been spent in the past to provide entertainment to divert people away from unsavoury activities when they might be doing when they might be celebrating Bonfire Night or bonfires of the distant past. And I suppose many people would say one of the great success stories is the West Belfast Festival, which has grown and grown, and they're now trying to replicate that with the Twaddell Woodvale Residents Association Festival as well. The Twaddell one, it's in its infancy, and there were some criticisms of it last time round, didn't necessarily fully run smoothly. But if you don't spend the money, you could have a lot of young people being distracted into activities that none would wish to see.
I mean, I suppose the problem really with this approach, Frank, and it's important, I think, that we establish at the start that there is the bonfire programme which the council runs, which deals with the management of bonfires, and then this other kind of piece of work around kind of bonfire diversion, as it's euphemistically called, which is essentially, as best we can see, a carve-up between DUP and Sinn Féin for money for pet projects. I don't dispute the good work that happens at a community level in this city, and in fact, we have always been very supportive of community organisations trying to make a difference. The problem that we have with this particular scheme is that it seems the money always goes to the same people. And we think that is a problem in and of itself. Last year, for example, there was no application process. The money was essentially divided up committee between some of the projects that you mentioned. And certainly this year, where we do have an application process, we saw Sinn Féin last night talking about people who are opposing it, were opposing funding for FELA. So I think it's really incumbent on these parties to be honest and upfront with people about who they want the money to go to. And instead of trying to hide behind the idea of an application process as something which will achieve more equitable outcome. The other point that I want to make as well is that sometimes the money which is committed at this time of year for these activities doesn't actually get spent over the summer months. So it's impossible to argue really that it has much of an impact in deterring bad behaviour, antisocial behaviour, whenever maybe in one instance they've been taken to a football match in October, November time. So I think there's quite a lot of difficulty with the amounts of money and the way that it's been spent. And certainly the Audit Office last year made a number of recommendations to Belfast City Council after we raised our concerns with them.
But do you not accept that Féile an Phobail, which is known as the West Belfast Festival, it has grown to be one of the jewels in the crown, really, in terms of diversionary tactics, getting young people involved in absolutely what they should be involved in? And if Twaddell can do a similar thing over the next 3 or 4 years, we might have resolved the mayhem that happens in the summertime in this part of the world, particularly where the bonfire issue is ongoing and so big in loyalist areas. I'm not suggesting for a minute that we should make we should have less bonfires or less celebration of bonfires, but we should have more activity that gives young people a choice to do other things around the dates that they are celebrating. If Twaddell could turn out to be as successful as West Belfast, you'd be going places.
You certainly would. But I think the point to make here, really, is that if we have a variegated position across the city, as we do, for example, there are very few bonfires, if any, really, in West Belfast today. There are many more, for example, in South and East Belfast, and to a lesser extent North. So we know that bonfires exist in different places around the city, and that covers July and August. So if it is the case that Féile an Phobail have done an excellent job, which in many ways they have, and have resolved the bonfire issues in the west of the city, then why do they need funding this year to continue that work whenever they are funded already from a number of other sources? I think if we could get to a position where these sort of community festivals were successful and it was evidence-based that they did make a difference, then certainly we would be very happy to look at supporting those things, because we do want to get to a position where there is no disorder in the summer months. But I don't think it's really the case that we can say that this money spent by Belfast City Council, and now built into the rates, by the way, so your rates bill will be higher as a result of this, is making a causal difference to the problems over the summer. I just don't think there's the evidence for that, and that's why we didn't support it.
So you think it's time maybe for Filia and Fobal maybe to stand on its own two feet? It's unlikely that they're going to go back to August bonfires. It's already a success. It does get additional funding, that the money they've been getting could be, and this might sound like penalising them considering they've been successful, but you feel that somewhere else could get that money. Which, and I'm not saying it's going to be one of your pet causes, but which event or series of events could you see $100,000 going to?
Well, for a start, I mean, I don't have any particular issue with Fail and Fobal. And I think, you know, their funding, as many large and successful organisations, is complex and comes from a variety of public funders as well as some kind of commercial activities which they undertake. So their model is very successful. I'm questioning really why the City Council has become involved in this sort of activity, because I don't think the evidence is there to support the interventions that we're being asked to make. I mean, I certainly think if you're looking across the city at organisations which would make a difference, and maybe for £100,000, why don't we have a genuine open application process and ask the sector, whether it's the arts sector or one of the creative sectors, to come forward with a plan of engagement and activity, which we can check at the end of the financial year to see whether it worked or not, to intervene in these circumstances. I mean, of course we want to see improvements in disorder on the summer. Of course we do. Everybody wants to see that. The question is, how do you get the most value for the money? And I think at this point, having seen the same people making the same kind of plays and the same interventions, I'm not confident that we're getting the best value for our money. So I think we should always kind of have that as a competitive process, and I think that's healthy because it will drive up the quality of applications. But also it'll improve the outcomes that we see on the streets, and that's what we all want to see.
And the Northern Ireland Audit Office are being approached by about this by the Alliance Party, the local government auditor, been asked to keep an eye on how this money is being distributed. Is that right?
We did. We brought concerns to them really after last year's debacle, Frank, because we saw money being committed right at the last minute with no kind of meaningful due diligence or scrutiny or proper procedure for application. So we couldn't be sure that the money is going to be well spent. As you know, committees make decisions in Belfast City Council, and if Sinn Féin and the DUP decide that they want to spend money, then actually what they tend to do is work together to do that. So, you know, they can work together when they want to. But certainly whenever the big two parties get together to decide to fund pet projects, it's very, very difficult for us to stop them. And that's why we approached the audit office, because we thought public money was being badly used. And I think everybody who is elected has a duty of care to public money. We're custodians of it, and we have a responsibility to make sure that what we do spend, we spend in the best possible way.
Okay, Emmett McDonagh-Brown of the Alliance Party, thank you very much indeed. We did invite Sinn Féin and the DUP to talk us through how the money is distributed, but no one was available.